I think the stimulus is very much needed for Donegal, and it's important that it has happened for the last 3 weeks since the government was formed. The primary focus of the government has been in terms of ensuring that the stimulus has been brought forward, and it is the biggest single financial injection in the economy at any stage in the country's history, in terms of a once-off at 7 billion euro, and it contains 70 measures to try and ensure that families are supported, that workers are supported, and importantly as well, that businesses are supported in the time ahead. From a Donegal point of view, it's very important from, I think, the hospitality and tourism sector in terms of the stay and spend incentive, which hopefully will see people from other parts of the country come into Donegal and spend their money in the time ahead. I think from a business point of view, the continuation of the wage subsidy scheme is very important, and also the amendment that made that, particularly around seasonal workers. That's particularly important as well for our hospitality sector in terms of being able to bring on new employees. And it's essential that that scheme was extended to ensure that businesses can be kept viable in the time ahead and supported while the economy is supported and getting back on its feet. Also, the pandemic unemployment payment being extended to next April and the graduated changes to that, I think, was very important for those who are out of work at the moment. And also, I think, for everyone in terms of the VAT reduction from 23% to 21% will also hopefully help stimulate spend, but also should see benefits for everyone in that it will now be a 2% reduction in terms of the cost of purchases to people across all sectors in relation to the VAT rate. I think also the changes to the restart grant are important in terms of supporting businesses to get back on track. So overall, it's a very important initiative. It will lead on to the budget now in October, but this is very much essential to support everyone in the hard work that they've been doing over the last period of time to come through the COVID crisis, and to try and ensure that the jobs are supported and that the economy gets back on its feet.
Do you not think, though, that in terms from from a Donegal perspective, that a cut in the VAT rate, you know, from 13% to 5% for the likes of hotels would have been better than that stay and spend tax rebate, especially when we do see their counterparts in Northern Ireland with that VAT rate cut drastically? You know, is Donegal going to, in terms of being so close to Northern Ireland, they're going to be impacted, surely?
That's certainly something that I have put forward to all government ministers, and many people have been in sector have been in touch with me about, in terms of the pressure that's on border counties in particular now in relation to the cut in the VAT rate. The British government were in place, and myself and other border counties would have raised that. The government did consider it very much and took listened to that very much. I think the decision was made that the way that this has been framed now is one that actually will, in terms of the consideration, is that it will be a better impact on the economy. And I think the stay and spend incentive, the objective behind it is to get people spending, in the local economy, in tourism and hospitality, and in particular to get people coming to Donegal from other parts of the country during that period. And I think that that objective is a good one. We have seen in recent weeks, you know, since hotels started to open, people coming from other parts of the country to spend the money in Donegal. And I think that particular approach is one which hopefully over the months ahead will see money coming into the county, people coming in here, and as a result supporting jobs in the county as well. And I think from the hospitality point of view, the changes to the wage subsidy were crucially important in terms of the amendments to allow additional staff to be taken on, as within seasonal staff before, because that was holding the sector back, and also ensuring that the guarantee is there now, that is extended to next April. So I think overall, this is a package, as I say, the biggest in the country's history, but very much needed at this point in time, very much focused on getting the economy going, supporting workers, supporting businesses, supporting families in their everyday life. Also importantly as well, supporting the education sector and working to get back towards school in September. And I think the investment is very much needed. It is well directed, and it will be looked at again then come October in terms of what additional measures will be needed at that point to try and ensure the economy can get back on its feet.